When I was 14, I was in year 9, I'd had a boyfriend for around 10 months, and he'd asked me if I would send, like, nudes, they're called, but explicit pictures of myself, and we'd been together quite a while, so I said yeah, and I sent him some pictures on Snapchat. And I believed I was safe sending them on Snapchat because you get notified if the other person screenshots them. And he didn't screenshot them, so I sort of thought, oh, that was fine. I never have to do that again. That's over and done with. But then a few months later, he actually ended the relationship, which obviously was really upsetting, but, you know, I couldn't blame him. He just didn't want a girlfriend anymore. And he'd been controlling during the relationship. So when we broke up, that all just continued. And he turned a lot of people against me and had a really horrible time in school. And because of that, I decided to move schools. But 2 weeks into being at my new school and being happy and moving on, I found out that he'd shared the images amongst people at school. And I was really shocked because I didn't know that he had them. I was sure that I hadn't seen that he'd screenshotted them on Snapchat, but I later found out that he'd used an app to download them from Snapchat without me knowing. So this whole attack was like premeditated and he'd planned it down before he'd done it. At first it was really embarrassing, but the more I look back on it, it's just really horrible. I don't really know how else to describe it. It's just like these are really personal and intimate and moment that should have been just between me and my boyfriend, and now they've been shared with I don't know how many other people. So I just feel like something that was supposed to be special has just been ruined. I ended up getting blackmailed by strangers online saying that if I didn't send them more pictures of myself, they were going to expose me. And this is all before I told my parents. And we went to the police and I made a statement, and 3 boys were arrested that were the 3 main sort of distributors and who I was getting the worst comments off of. And their phones were seized for evidence. So the boys were arrested and had their phones seized in July of 2017, and in March of 2019 we were told that they couldn't make any prosecutions because they couldn't prove that I hadn't sent the images to all of the boys that had the images of me, and that the images of myself were erotic but not explicit. It's just really annoying because you're told, oh, if this happens, go to the police, go to the police. And we did, and they just didn't have the resources or the time, and quite frankly, I didn't think they cared enough to actually help me as much as they should have done. So that was obviously really difficult, and during that time I was in and out of counselling and worked through a lot of the problems that I'd had to deal with due to it, such as, like, symptoms of PTSD and low mood and anxiety. So it's taken me a long time to, you know, trust people again and have some self-confidence back, but I'm definitely coming out the other side. You can almost say, oh, it was worthwhile if we'd got a result at the end, but it definitely wasn't. It was 2 years of my life of just worrying and stressing about what's going to happen for absolutely nothing. And as my mum has said before, the day that we got the phone call to say, I'm really sorry, there's nothing more we can do, the 3 boys got a phone call saying, I've got some good news. So it just puts it all into perspective that really I'm the one that came out of the whole situation a lot worse off than they did. Honestly, I would just say that if this person trusts you enough to send intimate pictures of themselves, you really need to look at what your intentions are, because if you're just going to hurt them, that's a really horrible thing to do, and you should really put yourself in their shoes and think how it would feel if someone else did that to you. also that it is an offence, and if you are caught doing it, although it didn't really work out in my case, they may end up getting a prosecution. And it's really not worthwhile for something so little and silly that you can just ignore, tap past it, don't screenshot it, don't show it to your friends. Otherwise, it's not just their life that can be ruined, it can be yours as well.